There are things that I'm sure we wish were constant in the world, but just not that way, nor will it be that way. Don't you wish the world was always forgiving, that people were quick to forgive one another? No, we wish that the world was willing to help one another and that the world was kind to one another. I feel like we are spoiled, in a sense, here in West Texas. You know, obviously, it feels that way a little bit more here than it does in other places, but even here, that's not always the case. Even here, and within a small town, there are some pretty big grudges. And even here, there are some pretty bad things done. And even here, it can feel cold, both literally and figuratively, where we live. On the whole, the world feels cold. And that's something that Jesus said it would be like. Matthew 24 and verse 10, Jesus says, "At that time, many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another. Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many. And because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold." Sin is a constant of this world. Deception is a constant. A lack of love, you know, on the whole, is a constant. And a lack of godliness is a constant. And that is, those are all ingredients that make for a pretty cold world. But what about us? What is constant about us? In God's Word, there are a few things that are supposed to be, that the Lord gives us, that are supposed to be our constant. We're going to read a few passages in a row this evening, starting in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 14. Paul says, "We urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18, Paul says, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ." 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 56. "The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord." 1 Peter 3 and verse 14. "But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. And do not fear their intimidation and do not be troubled, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence." The world is not always going to be forgiving, and it is not always going to be kind and willing to help and willing to love and willing to proclaim the truth, but that is the goal that we are given. And even more than that, always seeking after what is good for one another and for all people, praying without ceasing, rejoicing without ceasing, always being thankful, always abounding in the work of the Lord, always being ready to make a defense for the hope that is within us, which means that we are always to be filled with hope. Now, do we do all of these things because our lives within this world are perfect? No. We do these things because our God is perfect and He is our constant. He is constantly good to us. And so these things should be the constants of our life. And also they keep us from falling back into these other constants that the world constantly is. What is the thing that we do around this time of year whenever we hit our cold spells? Drip the faucets, right? And as long as that water is constantly flowing, that keeps the pipes from freezing up. This world is in a pretty big cold spell, wouldn't you say? And the world is the way that it is, cold, because the world does not do these things that we listed. It does not seek the good of others, what is truly good for others. It does not pray to whom they should be praying, nor do they have the relationship with Him. It does not rejoice in God. It is not thankful for God. It does not abound in the work that God has. It has not accepted His hope. God is being pushed away, and so because of that, there can't be any light. There can't be any warmth. This is a cold world, and it's perishing as well without God. So if we are not thankful in God and abounding in God, then what will stop us from freezing up just like the world around us? What will prevent us from becoming just like the world? But if instead from us comes a steady stream of thanks and goodness and prayer, then the world can get as cold as it's going to, it is not going to choke us out. But just because we're saying all of that, just because we're encouraged to always do these things, it's not easy to always do these things. You know, there's many times where, you know, I get in bed and I lay down and I get under the covers and I get all warm and I close my eyes, get ready to go to sleep, and then I remember, oh, it's supposed to be pretty cold tonight. I'm supposed to be up dripping faucets. And it is really hard to get out of bed at that point and go and drip the faucets. It's not always easy to do these things, nor is it always comfortable. It's not easy to always rejoice. It's certainly not easy to seek the good of others. Certainly not comfortable to do that. It's not always easy to be thankful. Not when you have to get out of bed and go drip faucets. But it is always nice when I get out of bed the next morning and I turn on the faucet and I have all the water that I need. Which is, you know, that's the reason that we drip the faucets in the first place. It's to keep things from freezing up, but also it's so that we have access to the water. I mean, who cares if the pipes freeze up if we don't need the water? We need the water. We read this in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 13. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you will be put to shame. Those who turn away on earth will be written down because they have forsaken the fountain of living water, even the Lord. Heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. Jesus said in John 4 and verse 13, everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. God is the water of life. Christ is the water of life. He refreshes us. He sustains us. He heals us. He saves us. We come up dry in this world so often. We try to find forgiveness, but the world is not forgiving on the whole. You know, sometimes we find love. Sometimes we do not. We certainly do not find life, but in Christ, we have these things anytime we seek them. And we have them in abundance as long as we maintain our flow to Him and from Him. If we are never thankful to Him or for Him, if we never rejoice in Him, if we do not live for Him, how long will that connection with Him last? But if we are thankful, He gives us more and more reasons to be thankful for. If we are merciful, then we find more mercy than we deserve. If we live for Him, then we have life, and we have life in abundance. If we seek Him, we will always find Him. And so, even though this world is going to be what it's always going to be, we are also going to be what we're always going to be. And that is a steady stream of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So that here, even here, within this cold world that we live in, even here, you will always find goodness. And you will always find a people that are thankful. And you will always find a people that hope. And you will always find a people that love one another. And in us, you will always see God. Because He is the water of life that we draw from. He is our springs of salvation. I want to end tonight by reading Isaiah chapter 12, starting in verse 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. Therefore, you will joyously draw water from springs of salvation. And in that day, you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Make them remember that His name is exalted. Praise the Lord in song, for He has done excellent things. Let this be known throughout the earth. His springs are open for all, and they are open for you tonight. If anybody this evening needs to be saved in our Lord Jesus, please come forward, be baptized, or if you need any prayers of the congregation, please come forward while we stand and as we sing.